All right, welcome to this week's edition of the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan, brought to you in part by our good friends out of Three Rivers Boat and RV Storage. Happy May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Nice stormy weather we're having in central Iowa today. Everybody be safe. Boy, the rivers are up. It's good to see some water going on and just kind of crazy going on. We're having a little technical difficulty as usual here at the station, but we're going to get through it and do the show for you. So I'm excited about that. We got George Lynch lined up to do the show. He's going to be calling in here any second, and then we'll tell you about more stuff going on. Show's brought to you in part by our good friends out. Good morning, Richard. How you doing, buddy? Show's brought to you in part by Three Rivers Boat and RV Storage in Carlisle, Iowa. At $60 a month, 1 month free when you get paid for a year in advance. 12 by 50 assigned spot. Secure gates, 24/7 access, security cameras, discount for multiple spots. All you got to do is just give Tracy, Dick, or Danielle a call at 515-822-1362, 515-822-1362, and they'll make an appointment, fill out an application, and you can find your spot. Locally owned and operated, good fine feller folks over there at Three Rivers Boat and RV Storage. Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Richard. Good morning, everybody watching on Facebook Live. All my buddies in Pennsylvania, good luck. It's the Pennsylvania opener today. And we got a lot to talk about here in the next couple hours. So there you go. Are you going to get George on? Andrew's talking to somebody or something. We need to get George on the line. And we'll get that going. Weeby Knives is welcome to the show, to the show family. Chad and Mark came on this week as a partner, and we're super excited about Weeby Knives. We'll be telling you more about that, plus giving you chances to win some throughout the year. So good luck with that. We're going to be talking waterfowl and a little turkey hunting with our buddy George Lynch here in a second. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have some open line time, and we'll tell you about that. So, all right, let's see. For all my buddies in Pennsylvania, hopefully it's not raining. Boy, it's been raining for a while here in Iowa. I think I got up at 3:30, 4 o'clock, and it was starting to sprinkle. Okay. All right. So we're having all sorts of fun on the show today. All right. So let me call George. And let's see. Yeah, we can do this. We've been doing this for a while. We can get through anything here on the Outdoor Call Radio. I just get to call the guests and have them call in. How about that? Isn't that fun? That's fun, isn't it? Do 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 do. George, I need you to call the station for me. We're having some technical difficulty this morning. You got a pen? I'll text you, and then you just call in, and we'll get you on the show, okay? All right, thank you. All right, George is all ready to go. Let me message him. Dear George, call 515-244-1350. There you go. We should have George online, and we'll go in, and we'll sit there and do that. So that's always a lot of fun. All right, let's see. I got that. Hey, I want to say hi to Roop and everybody. Good morning, Daryl Adams. How you doing there, buddy? Down there in Oklahoma. Want to say hi to my buddy Roop in Pennsylvania. He's out there with the turkey opener, and he's got a couple buddies, Jason and Eric, in the blind with him. He says he's got his poults with him this morning. So I hope you boys roost a bird in peace this morning. Good morning, Steve Martin. Have a great show, Dan. Well, we're trying, Steven. We're trying. We got computer issues going on, phone issues, but we're going to get through it. Good morning, Chris DiPerna. Chris, I never made a trade I didn't like DiPerna out there in Pennsylvania. That's right. He's got that going on. I gave George the number. Is he calling? All right. George. And I texted George. All right. Oh, George. Let me do this one more time. Oh, George. All right, there we go. I got George calling in now. So we're going to be good. So, hey, did you have a good week? We got a couple more. We got a week and a day in Iowa left for our turkey season. I think May 12th is the end of ours. So we got that going on. All right, I think we got it. Let's head on over to the phones and talk to the number one guide at Triple H Outfitters for the turkey season, George Lynch, everybody. Hi, George.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How's it feel to be number one out there in Kansas?
I don't know if I'm number one. I'm still pushing against Kent. I mean, he's tough. He's tough to beat.
Who's that?
Kent.
I never heard of her.
I tell you what, I was out scouting turkeys this morning. The rain started coming, so I was hauling back. As I said, I was going to do the interview from the field, but the rain was, we were just starting to get pounded of rain, which is a good thing.
Yeah, it woke me up a couple times last night. I don't know what the deal is with I tell you what, the rivers are full. I mean, I driving into the station this morning, Des Moines River's all full, and lakes and stuff should be looking good. So we needed the rain or the moisture, but, you know, I could go 4 or 5 days with some sunny.
I tell you what, I'm very happy down here living on the lake. I think the lake people are happy, but the lake was so down, and of course our pond is starting to fill, so we can start stocking it with fish. And like you said, I'm happy to see all the creeks and rivers and, you know, are full. And that's, we are truly blessed. Everything is green here. And of course, as you know, it's out in Kansas there where Triple H is. It's just, they are desperate for rain.
Yeah.
It's very dry.
Yeah. Morning, Scotty, down there in Oklahoma. Good to see you, buddy. Thank you. So, George, what's, what are they doing down there in southern Iowa, turkeys? I mean, everything's greening up and stuff. Are they staying in the woods? Are they coming out on the fields? What are they doing?
Nah, they're staying in the fields, staying in the woods.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not seeing too much. What little bit I've drove, I've been driving around, you know, but I'm trying to get up in the morning, and, you know, the weather hasn't been conducive to going around. And usually what I'll go is I'll have my areas that I check. And usually I only get two to maybe three farms, but usually just a couple farms. And I like to hear where they're roosting.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, we got so much cover here. It's hard to put them to, some people call putting them asleep at night. But in the morning I can go and I'll just take a cup of coffee and I'll get out. And pretty much in the area I can cover, you know, separate the north side or south side of the road. You can cover both. But I'm listening for gobbles. I'm listening to where they're roosting. And I've missed a lot, you know, 4 weeks of being in Kansas. You know, I don't know if they're with hens or what's going on. I think that they probably should be separated from the hens by now, I would think.
I would think, you know, they've been nesting for a week or so now, if not more. So, you know, it's hard to say. I don't know, buddy. It's going to be good. With everything going on with the waterfowl stuff, I've been seeing some stuff on the national level. People are changing up, trying to see about making the seasons earlier. They're trying to get the federal guys to change some of the flyway dates and stuff like that. What are you hearing for scuttlebutt in the waterfowl circles?
Well, we just did, Diane and I just did a great podcast interview with Doug Osborne, who's the head waterfowl biologist of the University of Arkansas. And Doug is they have the Five Oaks plantation that they do a lot of their study down there. And so I've always talked to him because he knows what's going on a national or the federal level, like you said. But they, you know, COVID, one of the things that COVID really hurt more than just our economy and everything else. It actually, you know, for 2 years put us behind in study because there was no studying being done during the COVID. So they were having to go back and, you know, it's like starting off new again in the studies. But pretty much that the population, duck population, is currently down 40%.
Wow.
And yeah, and there's...
Why is waterfowl down 40%, did they say?
Yes, and that's the great $69 million question. That is, that there's several things that pertain to that. And, you know, one thing is that, they're flying later, and that the warmer clients, or climates, is changing the later flight patterns and stuff like that. But also they're finding because of this warming pattern, it's kind of imprinting on the birds. So when the cold comes, that they're not migrating. And they're starting to find dead ducks, you know, up in the northern regions that just didn't flee the weather. So you know, it's several things. And plus with the drought, has just destroyed the nesting habitat for the ducks. So you have several factors that's come in that has really been tough. And, you know, that's one of the things I asked Doug. I said, well, you know, please don't shorten our season. You know, that'd be the worst thing. And absolutely, that's one of the things, you know, a lot of the guys who are making the decisions and on our duck populations and the hunting seasons are hunters themselves.
Yeah.
And they know that we don't want less time out in the field. And what my understanding through this podcast, you'll understand, but I think that they're looking at more of reducing the limit than reducing the days, which I would be all for. I don't have to, you know, go out and kill four mallards every time and two hens. And I think maybe shorten it down. It may be three ducks and only one hen instead of two hens. And at least make that effort and then see in a couple of years, you know, what that does. So
is it there's no water, there's no shortage on geese, though. Geese are still doing all right, right?
Now, even the goose itself is down a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. And then the snow geese, and I remembered I asked him that question I was talking about. Well, the snow geese, you know, if you watch the social media and some of the forums and stuff, guys are talking about that up in the Dakotas and stuff. After the migration had flew south and was heading back or heading to the south, that there's geese that were, you know, staying in some of the water areas that were acting lethargic. And you know, is that the he called it AI, but it's basically
avian flu?
Yeah, it's the bird flu. Yeah, the goose is more receptive to that avian flu than what ducks are. It's kind of crazy.
Huh. Well, I see way more geese than I do ducks. You know what I've been seeing in the Des Moines area, going back over like towards the archery shop and stuff? I've been seeing a lot of loons this year, and I don't think I've ever seen as many loons as I have. So I don't know. Maybe the migration's all kind of messed up, but I saw two or three loons. They should all be up north by now. They're still hanging around Des Moines, so kind of weird.
It is weird. And it's just, and I think, of course, we're living in weird times.
Yeah. Yeah. And no, I'm talking about loons, the bird, not people. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got a few loony there in our administration. We won't go there, but it's the weather itself. I mean, it's changed everything. I mean, the warbird path. I remember back, in my 20s and late 20s, probably when guiding waterfowl, and you know, the Mecca was down in southern Illinois for Canada goose.
Yeah.
The geese. And when I was a kid, you know, when living in Michigan, southern Michigan, when we saw geese, Canada geese, it was, you know, high flying in the fall, migrating south. And you know, the Kellogg, the cereal company, had a big lake that they started our first local goose population. And because the geese stayed there, that's what created the Michigan's goose population, was from that. And then, of course, it built on. But now, you know, everything was migrating down to southern Illinois because everything was freezing up. And now that you have, especially with the drought, you got open water systems. And if there's any open water, a duck or a goose isn't going to fly unless they ultimately have to. And that's number one is, you know, they can't get to food. If there's so much snow that they can't get to food. Number two, there's no water, you know, if they can't get to water. So,
you know what goes good with a nice waterfowl dinner, don't you?
What's that?
Nice little sipping glass of bourbon afterwards.
Oh, I hear that.
Yeah, you got Revelton's got their bourbon coming out here pretty quick. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Are you teasing me, Dan?
I'm not teasing you. I think Hank told me they got something special coming down the line. I've been trying to get a hold of Rob and the guys. I think Rob's on here right now. Rob, is that May 18th? I saw a post or something the other day, but I think the bourbon stuff's going to be popping out. The rye came out last year, and that was phenomenal. So I bought several bottles, and you know, I'm a casual. You know, I'll have like one here and there, and I love whiskey sours. May 18th, only at the distillery. Rob just chimed in, so there you go. The first release of the bourbon down at
Revelton. That's awesome. Yeah, if you need a sample test there, you know, let me know. I'm a sipper. I'm like you. I'm a sipper.
Yeah, well, it's good. The rye is phenomenal. If you like rye, I would encourage you to go try it. But I went down there when they released the rye, and I bought two bottles. I think we can only get two, and I went back and got another one. But, yeah, that's good stuff, man. So the bourbon, I'll have to get down there. Thank you, Rob. I'll have to get down there. Good morning, Pete. Pete, the Donut Man Ariadne. You know, have you met Pete, George, or George?
No, I have not met Pete.
Yeah, there you go. Morning, Paula. Good to see you. Thank you. Appreciate that. So May 18th, if you're a whiskey fan, I would get down there and check out some homemade Iowa brew down there at Revelton Distillery. And they're proud partners of the Outdoor Call Radio Network. We're very proud and honored to have them on there. So that's good. I love a good whiskey sour, man. And their mulberry gin and their vodka is really good too, George.
Well, that's one thing that was kind of neat down there in Kansas. That, you know, every night when we'd sit there and have successful hunters, that we'd all just have a shot of bourbon and a celebration to drink. And it's just something about friends and sipping on a bourbon always kind of reflects a success.
Yeah, we call that a Revelton moment whenever we do a shot.
Do
a little success toast. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. And then honey whiskey down there, that's really good for like old fashions and stuff if you like those. George?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so there you go. Hey, real quickly, we're getting into you and I have been talking about maybe turkey hunting. I'll call you later, but if my leg's not getting any better by Monday or Tuesday, I'm probably going to have to call Iowa season. So you're going to have to get out there without me if it ain't getting any better, but I'm probably 2 weeks behind. So
wow.
Yeah, I'm still hobbling.
What did you do to your leg?
Well, I don't know. Remember when we were in Kansas and you said, what are you gimping for? Don't you remember? Because we went and took Josh and Grant to do those pictures. We went on that scenic tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you said, are you hobbling? And I said, yeah. And I don't know what I did. I just, I don't know, my Achilles tendon and my left foot, it just started hurting. And I finally bought a tendon brace for it. I went on Amazon and did a little self-diagnosis. And I'm going, I probably got tendonitis in my Achilles tendon. So, and it takes you forever to get into the VA. So I got back home and, I just been, just, you know, taking Advil and, you know, trying to take it easy. But, I finally got to go see my doctor, Dr. Fiedler, and he goes, you didn't tear it. That's the good news. He goes, Dan, you're 60. It's going to take you longer to bounce back. So he goes, just keep doing what you're doing. And so I'm still hobbling, but yeah, I popped my calf muscle the other day going down some steps, George. It's getting ugly, buddy.
Man.
You know?
You have to tell your wife not to be so harsh on you.
Now, see, Jenny only beats me like twice a year, so it's not too bad.
Well, you're not due for the second beating yet, then, is what you're saying.
Well, no, and I'm 60 now, so she I don't think she'll do it anymore because she can get in trouble for senior abuse now.
Oh, first thing you want to learn in marriage, when she says, shut up, don't stand up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Diane's mother told me I only need to know two words. Yes, dear.
Yes, dear?
Yes, dear.
Walleye tournament on Big Creek on the 18th, so I will be needing you to grab some for me, Richard said. Grab me some Revelton, Dan, please. Yeah, there you go, Richard. You know, I'm sorry, buddy. But you're going to have to just drive down to Revelton and do it yourself. Georgia, I was down there when they had that rye whiskey opening. You should have seen the line, man. The line, it was a huge line. I mean, they were signing bottles, and it was a big event.
This was right in downtown Des Moines?
It's in downtown Osceola.
Osceola?
Well, it's not downtown. It's, you know, it's. Instead of going to the casino or the West Lake, you make a right off the highway, you make a left, and the distillery is right off the highway, off 30.
I know where they're at.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they got a great place, man. Great place to go and just hang out and relax, and it's a beautiful distillery. Rob and Christy really did a great job on that place.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
That's awesome. Hey, you're speaking about Josh and Grant. Those guys, the pure whitetail guys, they were pretty impressive when they came down there with their bows. I mean, Josh got there, and I took him out in the evening. I mean, they drove, at all those hours, and they got there and put him in, wax a turkey. Next thing you know, they take Grant out in the morning. Those guys were done. I mean, boom, boom. Probably didn't have 2 to 3 hours for the both of them with their two birds with shooting a bow.
Oh, no.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, no, Josh and Grant, they get after it, man. They've been going good. George, hang on. I got to take a real quick break. I'll be right back with George Lynch from Legendary Gear right here on 1350 ESPN.
If bow hunting or archery is your passion, get to Archery Field and Sports in Altoona and see what's new in your sport. Archery Field and Sports has been helping archers and bow hunters for generations. They have the experience to help you with your purchase and help you reach your goals. Archery Field and Sports carries archery gear from Matthews, Hoyt, Bowtech, and Bear, plus all the top extras and accessories you'll ever need. Mark and his staff are trained on all the latest tuning and setup techniques and are experts at personally fitting you to the bow you want. They also have a 40-yard indoor range that will help you with getting sighted in. Archery Field and Sports has leagues and personal training sessions available for you to train for the upcoming seasons that'll help you fill your tags. Archery Field and Sports at East 56th Street in Altoona. Open Tuesday through Sunday with leagues during the week. For more information, go to archeryfield.com or call 515-265-6500.
Vanes are very important to your arrow flight and for consistent grouping. Flex Fletch and its fine lineup of products has been helping archers steer their arrows for over 50 years. Silent Night vanes are 30% thinner with a much greater taper than vanes out there. This contributes to a dramatic reduction of in-flight drag. Flex Fletch vanes also have the capability of reshaping or bounce back after pass-through shots on targets or game. This ensures consistent arrow flight every time. Flex Fletch offers a variety of colors, sizes, and styles for any archer to use in their setup. Whether it's for 3D indoor or hunting, Flex Fletch has the vane for you. To see these great vanes and adhesives like Zing or Flex Bond to get a great seal on your arrow when you fletch, go to your local dealer or flexfletch.com. Flex Fletch, proudly made in the USA, based out of Minnesota.
Is it time to get your carpet looking like it did when you first moved in? Or have you had some water issues that need to be taken care of in your home or business? Well, if you call Jesse at Richard Remediation and Cleaning in Ankeny, Iowa, Jesse has been helping folks get their carpets, upholstery, tile, and grout looking great again since he learned from his father on how to take care of customers. Richard Remediation and Cleaning can handle any size job, from a single home to multi-unit apartments or offices. They offer first responders and military discounts every day. So if you need help at home or work getting things back to normal or cleaning up after the pet when they make a mistake, pick up the phone and call 319-400-6921. That's 319-400-6921. Or look them up on Facebook at Richard Remediation and Cleaning. One call cleans it all. Look them up on Facebook at Richard Remediation and Cleaning or call 319-400-6921.
If you're an angler, you know the importance of keeping your bait fresh, alive, and handy. Well, let's talk about a bait system that helps folks catch more fish and is made in Minnesota where they know fishing. The Bait Caddy is an amazing bait system that you can use for open water fishing or ice fishing that keeps your minnows, leeches, shiners, and bait fresh while you fish. The Bait Caddy has a clear UV-resistant housing that lets you see your bait at all times. Its large lid allows easy access to your bait and keeps it handy and flush in 8 to 10 inch ice holes. No loose parts, it's self-filling, then it floats. Plus, it's made not to crack, warp, or fade. The Bait Caddy will fit in your live well or troll easy alongside your boat, and it's made in the USA. The Bait Caddy has a lifetime warranty and will be a bait system your friends will want. For more information, please go online to www.baitcaddy.com. The Bait Caddy, easy access to your bait, made in Minnesota and keeps your bait fresh all day.
Trails are not always easy. That's why your boots need to fit and perform when you're outdoors. Itasca Footwear has been helping folks on their adventures for over 40 years. Itasca learned over the years that using only the highest quality materials and hardware is the way to make footwear for the whole family in all situations. Whether you're out elk hunting, chasing moose or whitetails, riding snowmobile trails, or ice fishing in sub-zero weather, Itasca Footwear will provide you not only a great fit, but comfort for all-day adventures. Itasca has sizes and styles for the whole family. You want to give them the same comfort and fit that you look for in footwear so everyone can enjoy their day. Look for Itasca footwear, trusted by millions of customers at most major and family-owned retails. For more information or footwear styles, please go to www.itascabrands.com. Itasca footwear, they will keep you on the move.
This is the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on Des Moines Sports Leader, 1350 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Call Radio. We're visiting with George Lynch from Legendary Gear, talking a little waterfowl and other fun stuff this morning. Hope everyone's staying dry and safe with all the weather we got going on. And I'm trying to watch Andrew manipulate the phones here. Here, call that and see if we can get him on air a little bit. George, what? So anyway, are you going out this weekend to try and get your bird?
Oh yeah, we're gonna. I was actually gonna go out this morning. I saw the weather report, but be honest with you, I won't go out until I know I got one pinned down. When I go out in the morning, I'm gonna kill a gobbler. That's my thinking, and I'm not one of those guys that's gonna go out and man, I hope I see something. So. You know, I'll get one pinned down here this weekend, and if I get one pinned today or tomorrow, it'll probably be Monday morning, I'll probably tip a toenail on a nice gobbler.
There you go. We're going to have to do next year, we're just going to have to get together first season, opening weekend or whatever, or opening day or whatever that is, and get a show done early. That way we're not towards the end of the year or end of the season, and hopefully I'm not gimping around next year. So we'll have to do that. Because I want to get a show done with you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so that's all right. Well, I mean, hey, Legendary Gear, you back to tuning calls. Diane got you back at the tuning table. I mean, I know you got a lot of waterfowl stuff coming up this year. So.
Oh, yes. You know, we're back there. We just got some new wood calls in, some bird's eye maple that just came out. Just gorgeous that the shipment came when I was gone, so. Yeah, I'm putting them together, and she's engraving, and we're going to be doing some online videos. I'm going to be doing some running of the calls and showing the new product. So, yeah, it's exciting. There's never a dull moment. You know that.
Well, no. Yeah, I just need you to get some podcasts done.
You know, we did that. We're working on that, too. We're getting some good people on. So I'm trying to attain great information. That's what I need for our listeners out there. It's all about education. You know, entertainment is good, but you know, when I'm doing a podcast, I always like to educate.
Yeah, Wednesdays on the Outdoor Call Radio app every Wednesday. George is the anchor show, so you get to hear him first. So that's exciting. Well, I tell you what, I got to run up to Minnesota on Monday, and I'll get a hold of you Tuesday or Wednesday and let you know if I'm better. But if I'm still gimping, we'll probably. And I just ordered a brand new decoy too. I ordered a Dave Smith White Face Jake decoy.
Yeah.
That white face on a turkey decoy, folks. If you don't know why they have different colors, that white face. Represents when a tom finds a receptive hen. They change that. Their colors change in their face and their gosh darn it, I just lost what I'm, the wattles. And, you know, they got that big glob of stuff that changes colors. That's their wattles. They when they get white, that means that they're ready to breed a hen. And I think I'm going to go with a single hen and that gobbler, that Jake Strutter with that white face. Maybe I can get a mature tom. If they see that, maybe I can get them to run in, George.
You might, Ben. You just might.
Yeah.
And get a little sexy talking with that your call there at the same time. You know, kind of fool a little bit more the senses. Yeah. Talk a little sexy to them. I would like to make a comment to your listeners out there, Dan. I need to pass this on. We had some people staying here at Diane's little Airbnb during the first turkey season. Out of Missouri, but one of the gentlemen, because we have a lot of state land around here, he was talking about an incident that morning. He was hunting off on state land and, you know, sitting back up, and there was a creek bottom there, but he had his decoy, and he actually took some great footage, a little video he gave me of a hen strutting around the decoy.
Yeah.
So he kept trying to call, and of course, he had the natural hen there calling, and there was a great big ditch that was out in front of him, but he looks out, and he can see this fan. That's just above the ditch, moving from right there to right to left.
Yeah.
And so he's getting the gun slowly up, and he figures, wow, this looks like a gobbler. And then it turns towards him, and as he's looking down his gun barrel, he sees the first thing he sees coming over the hill is a bill of a cap.
Somebody fanning on public ground.
Yep, and he was had his gun pointing at him, and the first thing he yelled is, "Don't shoot." And it could have gone disaster. I'm looking at a turkey in the yard right now, but it could have went disaster quick.
Yeah, if you're hunting public ground, folks, you can't be out there running around fanning and stuff. You got to remember, every hunter safety course in the country teaches you, you should be, when before you start calling and you're set up with decoys, you should have your back against a tree wider than your shoulders, because that way if someone comes in behind you or whatever, you're not going to get shot. And if you're out there fanning, you should not be. If there's turkeys and you're calling and you're trying to go back, you shouldn't be moving around with a fan in your hand, because that's the quickest way for you to get hurt or killed. Don't do that. Every hunter safety class or instructor out there in the world would never tell you to do that.
And it could have went south real quick.
Well, that's why they always say identify your target and what's beyond your target. Thanks for bringing that up, George. That's a very good point.
Absolutely. Well, you guys have a blessed weekend, Dan, and I hope to hear from you Monday.
No, I'll call you. I'll get a hold of you. Patrick O'Connor, good morning. Hoyt, good morning. George, if someone wants to get themselves a really, really nice waterfowl call, like a duck call or a goose call, you know, like the mega quacker.
mega quacker. Yeah.
I want 2% royalties if you ever use that name now, the mega quacker.
No, they can go to legendarygearusa.com.
Yeah.
My cell number's on there, but you could call 603-558-0359, get yours truly, and we'll set you up.
Yeah, there you go. All right, buddy. You guys, be safe and good luck today. If you go, tell Diane I said hi, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for talking some waterfowl with me this morning.
You bet, buddy. God bless.
And you too. See ya. There he goes, George Lynch, everybody, my buddy down there in Rathbun. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Hoyt. Good to see you. Good morning, Jake. Jake from State Farm. All right, let me take another quick break. I'll be right back. We got some stuff to do. I got to announce the secret listener of the week. I got fishing reports. First time ever on the show, the folks at Grizzly sent me this really nice gear bag. This is going to be our trivia prize today. Look at that. Isn't that sharp? Woo! So that's going to be later next hour. We'll give that away. We got a lot more to do. And I'm going to try and get a hold of Mr. Rob at Revelton. We'll be right back on 1350 ESPN.
That big buck has eluded you for seasons. You see his scrape line, but just can't figure him out. Have you heard of Pure Whitetail? Pure Whitetail can help you see more deer and target that buck that haunts you. Pure Whitetail has some of the best deer scents you can rely on to work scrape lines or build mock scrapes that will help you see more deer. Pure Whitetail's natural and synthetic products are developed straight off their farm. Scents like Bedded Up, Fixation, and Power Shot, to name a few. Scents are available in powder and liquid form to last longer on hanging branches or scrapes. Try the White Lightning Estrus scent. It's a proven scent that bucks can't resist. Pure Whitetail is more than scents. It's a community of hunters that are family. Just go to purewhitetail.com and check out all they have to offer. Scents, hunting gear, seed, grilling sauces, coffee, apparel, field staff opportunities, and family. Want to be more successful in the field? Go to purewhitetail.com or look them up on Facebook. If you love to hunt, join the Pure Whitetail family today.
Let's talk about a story, an Iowa story about a dream that took several years to come true in Osceola, Iowa. It's the story of Revelton Distilling Company. These fine distilled whiskeys, gins, and vodkas were born from the labor of Rob and Christina Taylor. It's amazing hearing the customers' descriptions of how unique each bottle looks and how each spirit tastes and satisfies with every sip. From the honey whiskey to the whiskey and cream, or the robust mulberry gin, American gin, or vodkas, Revelton Distilling visitors can't believe the flavor profiles the mixologists are creating at the distillery every day. Revelton Distillery is open Wednesday through Sunday in Osceola. They're located at 1400 West Clay Street, right off I-35. Revelton Distillery fine spirits are also available at your local grocery and other retailers around Iowa. Please check them out online at reveltondistillery.com or visit them at the distillery. If it's time to celebrate or just time to sit back and unwind, well, then it's time for a Revelton moment.
If you're an archer, you know how important the feel and performance of a bow is on your ability to send that arrow to where it needs to go. Not all bows are made the same, and that's especially true when it comes to gearhead. Gearhead bows are made in the USA and feature models that are compact, quiet, and lightweight. These bows maneuver extremely well, whether you're in the tree stand or the ground blind. If you're a saddle hunter, Gearhead is definitely a bow you need to check out. Gearhead bows are engineered to be ahead of the game on the newest tech available out there. Gearhead shoots for 100% customer satisfaction every day. They are constantly looking at ways to keep Gearhead bows quiet, deadly accurate, and affordable. So when you're looking for your next hunting partner, head over to your nearest dealer like Archery Field and Sports in Altoona, Iowa, or go online to www.gearheadarchery.com. Stack the deck on your next hunt with Gearhead. Shop online at gearheadarchery.com or locally at Archery Field and Sports in Altoona.
Hey guys, Outdoors Dan here. Do you have a message that you need help getting out, or do you need help promoting your business? If you do, we need to have a chat. You ever thought about letting your vehicle do the promotion while you're out driving around town? If you haven't, let's talk a little bit about Chase Decals in Ames, Iowa, and what they can do for you. I just got my truck wrapped up at Chase Decals in Ames, and they did an amazing job. Josh, Bob, and the staff took the time to find out exactly what my needs were, what my goals were going to be, and they went to work designing a wrap that just pops off my ZR7. Now, wherever I go, folks will be talking about the Outdoor Call Radio Network. If you need help getting your message out or showing people what exactly your business does, I want you to pick up the phone and call Josh at 515-292-6466. That's 515-292-6466. Or go online to chasedecals.com and start planning your campaign today.
Our dogs are part of the family, and we want to protect them at all times. Do you live in an area that you want to keep open and not have a traditional fence to protect your pet? No worries. Call Chris at Pet Stop of Des Moines. Chris Spoltra is the owner of the Pet Stop franchise in the Des Moines area and has been keeping pets safe for over 19 years. A Pet Stop system will not only keep your pet from leaving your desired area outside, but can also be set up to keep your pet out of areas in your home. The Pet Stop system is underground, keeping your property open and easy to maintain. Plus, with a friendly user app on your phone, you can customize the Pet Stop system to help your dogs enjoy their playtime and stay safe at the same time. For more information on how to protect your buddy and keep your home looking great, call 515-975-2190 or go online at petstop.com. Pet Stop of Des Moines. Outdoors Dan recommended and Raven approved.
You're listening to the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on 1350 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on 1350 ESPN. Hope everyone's having a good Saturday all across the USA. May the 4th be with you. Speaking of something that's out of this world, let's go down to Revelton and talk to our buddy Rob Taylor. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good, Dan. How are you?
You know, I'm starting to think you, like, fell off the face of the earth or something, because I've been trying to call you to check in and see how you're doing. It's like, Hank, where's he at? Is he in Asia? I mean, what's going on?
No, I've been going back and forth to Washington, D.C. a few times. And
why?
Because.
Why not, Dan? Why not?
You stay out of Washington, D.C., Rob. I don't want nothing happening to you.
No, nothing's going to happen to me, buddy. I'm grounded and centered in Osceola, Iowa, making some damn fine bourbon.
Well, there you go. All right.
That's true.
I don't want you out there with them Looney Tunes. That's all I'm saying. So,
not
hey,
at all.
Yeah. Hey, what now? So we had the big rye thing last year, right? I made it down for the lines were out the door. I mean, people were excited. You and Christy were getting carpal tunnel from autographing bottles. I mean, it was just crazy. And now the bourbon's ready finally, huh?
It is. So what makes our bourbon very unique is it's been made all from Iowa corn and Iowa rye. So we didn't source our whiskey from another distillery or another source, which is legal, by the way. We made all of ours from scratch, and I brought our tasting board together last week and I picked six barrels that I thought were ready. And They agreed with me out of four of the six barrels, and on Saturday, May 18th, we're going to release our first bourbon release at the distillery. The doors will open at 10 a.m., and I would expect it was, I hope it's a repeat of the rye release last year where we had 100 people lined up at the door waiting to get in.
Oh, I was there. It was crazy. I mean, it was awesome. Everybody was so excited, and it was just neat to see. I mean, you guys have put so much work. I can remember when you and I first started talking about, you know, you guys were going to start doing this project and then building the distillery. I mean, it was, you need to go back. If you ever get a chance, there's a really nice documentary you can pull up on YouTube and check it out. But, yeah, I mean, you guys just, everything from start to finish has been top notch. And I'm so happy and excited for you guys. And I think I'm going to be in Pennsylvania on the 18th, so I'm gonna miss this one, but I need you to hide two bottles for me.
We will, and actually we've changed the limit this year. So because we're releasing four barrels, we've upped the limit to limiting it to four bottles per person that day. So
That's good. Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, I would have bought four if I could have. That rye is amazing. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
Hey, I got to tell in August, When we get through the summer and stuff, we're going to start promoting that Whiskeys and Whitetails event we're going to be doing down there with Jordan Rowe, country music artist Jordan Rowe. Larry, I talked to Larry the other day. Jordan released his national tour schedule, and everything's worked out great. So Jordan's going to be down at Revelton in October, and it's going to be
great.
Yeah, so Larry and you and Hank or Hank and Larry, we need to get the – we need to find out how many people if we're going to have it inside or outside. But this is going to be a big deal, folks. This is going to be as good as when we had Craig Morgan here. Craig came up and did a concert for me 20 years ago, and we did it over at Stony Creek Inn. It was a very intimate acoustic concert, and I still get people talking about that. Rob, this is going to be a big deal.
Yeah, we're really excited about it, Dan. And, I mean, you've just been an outstanding partner for us, and I'm so sorry it's been so hard to get a hold of me recently. It's just literally.
Well, no, you're exploding. You don't ever have to apologize. I know how busy you are. I mean, you're up in Canada all the time. I saw Revelton at Costco the other day.
Revelton is at Costco.
Yeah.
Costco, Hy-Vee, Fairways. We're actually in over 500 restaurants and bars now.
Yeah.
All over Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri. So it's been very humbling to be a part of it, and it's the best job I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, no, you got. Well, I knew you were in Hy-Vee and Fairway, but I didn't know about Costco until I popped around. I go, well, that's Revel. They got them in there now. So, but I tell you what, everything, you know, the gin. You've been actually called the best gin in America, and that's by people that are gin snobs. So
well, that's not me, brother. That's my wife, Christy. Christy's the one that does all of our gin. Hank and myself and Stacy, we're the brown spirit distillers, so we make all the whiskey. Christy makes all the gin.
Well, I know that. I was just saying, you guys are putting some quality stuff out there for somebody as parsickety as I don't know if you want me to say the name, but they're very well known in the culinary circles in Des Moines. For them to say that that's the best gin in the country, that's a heck of a compliment, Rob.
Well, thank you, and. Yeah, that particular individual owns a number of restaurants in Des Moines and has an incredible taste palette. So we were just super blessed by that comment. And another quickie, we just entered the Denver Spirits Awards in Denver, Colorado, where we competed against about 350 other distilleries all over the world. And our whiskey and cream liqueur, or what you would normally know as bourbon cream, got gold at that competition. So, I mean, we were competing against people like Blanton's and Buffalo Trace and some of the big guys, and we walked out of there with the gold. So, felt really good about that.
Yeah, if you like mudslides, you got to get that. That stuff's good for a whole bunch of different drinks. So that's a winner right there. Well, I'm excited for the bourbon for one thing. I'm going to cook with it, too. I love putting bourbon on my ribs, and when I'm grilling or smoking, that is such a good flavor profile. I'm excited about that, Rob.
Thanks. I mean, we've done a few things with the Iowa Culinary Institute up at DMAC with some of our stuff, and they were actually marinating short ribs in our honey whiskey, and oh my goodness, did it come out incredibly good.
I could imagine, yeah. I was talking to Speed about you from Cookies Barbecue Sauce, I don't know, about four or five months ago. And when we do the respect the game filming and stuff, we're gonna put a little Revelton in it this year. So we're kind of working on concocting some unique flavors. That's for sure.
Outstanding.
Yeah, we're gonna do a stir fry too. So that's gonna be good too. All right, listen. I know you're busy. I just saw you. Thank you for watching the show. First of all, I always get excited when you pop on the live feed there.
Well, yeah, Hank's a chronic viewer, and, you know, he's on almost every time that you're on, and I've just been traveling so much and been doing a lot of different things that I can't watch you as often, but I hopped on this morning, saw you were there, and thought, what the heck, I'm going to say hey, and thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm glad you did. I just makes me feel better. So, hey, you guys are still the official spirits of the Unknown File show on Wednesday nights. We'll start doing that again live. In June, so we got people asking all over the country watching that show, asking what Revelton is. So that's always fun to explain.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
Whoever knew a ghost and Bigfoot show would go coast to coast?
No kidding, right?
Yeah,
that's awesome, Dan.
Yeah.
That's been such a great show to listen to as well.
Yeah.
So,
well, I wouldn't go that far, Rob.
No, it's good. If it wasn't good, you know, I'd tell you.
No, I appreciate that. All right, buddy. Please tell Christy hi, and good luck on the release on the 18th. I'll make sure I tell everybody about that for the next week or two. And if you need anything, let me know. And I'll see you when I get back from Pennsylvania.
Thanks, Dan. Tell everybody hello.
You just did, Rob. Thanks, buddy.
Later. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Rob Taylor. Everybody, really fine feller right there. I just really love those guys. They're good people. Hello to yourself and Andrew from Eric, Jason, and Roop. Eric shot a really good one. I already said that, Roop. Boy, I tell you. You think he's just wanting me to double plug, or you think he has short timers?
Well, if anyone deserves a double plug, it would be him.
Well, Eric got a 10, shot a good one, 10 and a half, 10, shot a good one. Number, it says 10 something. 1.5 spurs. True limb hanger, Eric, congratulations.
10, I don't know what that 10 means, though. 10 gauge?
I'm gonna assume so, but yeah. Who
good morning,
knows?
Chris. Hard to say. Hey, I'm late for a break again, aren't I?
Yeah.
I gotta go. I'll be right back on 1350 ESPN.
The Force will be with you, always.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you like to go fishing, or have you ever been back trolling? Back trolling is still one of the best methods of boat control while rigging for walleyes and other fish. Wave Whackers has been the choice for anglers on all sorts of boats to help keep wakes and water spray off of them and their fishing buddies while back trolling or just being on the water. Wave Whackers are custom made in Minnesota by Mike and his family. They're made from a 1/4-inch tinted polycarbonate, heavy-duty aluminum frames, extruded rubber for superior protection from unwanted water in your boat. Wave Whackers are custom made to fit most fishing boats, including tillers or consoles. So when you hit the water next time, don't let the water hit you back. Let Wave Whackers keep you dry and secure. Check them out at wavewhackers.com. That's wavewhackers.com. Or just pick up the phone and give Mike a call. You're going to love your Wave Whackers, and they're going to help keep you dry.
Heading to your favorite outdoor spot? Is your hunting, fishing, or utility knife ready for any task? Well, if you used the original WorkSharp knife and tool sharpener before you left, you bet they are. The WorkSharp knife and tool sharpener is designed to sharpen every knife you own. By using changeable, flexible abrasive belts, the sharpening system is able to sharpen a variety of knives, including curved and serrated knives, tanto blades, fillet knives, gut hooks, axes, and even kitchen knives. The WorkSharp knife and tool sharpener does this with precision angle sharpening guides and flexible abrasive belts to ensure the proper 20-degree angle every time. Each WorkSharp knife and tool sharpener is assembled in the USA by a family-owned and operated company. Customer service is always a call away. So if you love the outdoors and depend on a sharp knife, consider checking out one of the WorkSharp knife and tool sharpeners or the WorkSharp guided field sharpener at a store near you or anytime at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com.
You're heading out on your morning hunt well before sunrise, so you can stay undetected from that giant you've been chasing all season. Wouldn't it be nice to know exactly where your stand or blind location is without letting anyone know where you're at walking in? Have you ever heard of Onyx? Onyx is one of the most important pieces of hunting gear that you can use and always have with you. The Onyx Hunt app allows you not only to get from your truck to your hunting spots, it also allows you to mark and save your parking spots, scrapes, food plots, rub lines, or some possible next stand locations. The Onyx Hunt app is also a great way to see your property and know where you stand. Onyx is a mobile app that you can take anywhere. It's recognized by game wardens all around the country as a valuable hunting tool. So, if you want to always know where you are and have the ability to save information that will help you be a better hunter, go download the Onyx Hunt app at your app store today.
You're ready for your next outdoor adventure. Wouldn't it be nice to have high-definition footage as a fun memory of your time in the outdoors? Well, Tacticam has been helping hunters do that very thing. Whether it's one of our 5.0 or the 5.0 wide camera, you're going to capture your hunts like never before. They can help you cover your bow fishing trips with the new Tacticam Fish Cam that's totally waterproof and ready to record some awesome bow fishing action. All the Tacticam cameras feature 4K resolution, Wi-Fi compatible, feature live stream capabilities with over 2.5 hours of record time that feature image stabilization that's far above other cameras in its class. The Tacticam remote lets you hook up multiple cameras to one remote to capture more angles and shots like never before. So when you're ready to record your next hunting or fishing adventure, don't forget to take your Tacticam camera. You'll be able to relive your trips like never before. Tacticam.com for more info.
Hey, I'm Mike.
And I'm Scotty.
And we're inviting you to participate in
the Midwest Walleye Challenge. Enter now for your chance to win some amazing prizes,
including gear, gift cards, an all-inclusive fishing trip, plus some cold, hard cash.
Register now at anglersatlas.com.
And all you have to do is find the event in your state or province. So once you're all signed up, fish any lake.
And submit your catches to the My Catch app so you can win some amazing prizes.
And you know what the best part is, Scotty? The Midwest Walleye Challenge is free to enter.
And to be eligible for the cash prizes, it's only a small $25 entry fee.
So if you live in the Midwest,
or you're just like me and you love fishing for walleye,
make sure not to miss out on this amazing opportunity. Sign up today.
This is the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on Des Moines Sports Leader, 1350 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Call Radio. Our number one's almost up. We're going to be giving away this Grizzly gear bag now here in a few minutes, so we're doing that. I got stuff to do here. Turkey season runs through May 12th in Iowa. Walleye season opens up today. How about that on the Iowa Great Lakes? 148th walleye season officially is open. Over on Spirit, East, and West Ogeboji Lakes, walleye sampling this spring shows a very robust and healthy population. According to Mike Hawkins, our fishery biologist for the Iowa DNR, it's going to run through February 14th each year on Spirit Lake, Ogeboji, West Ogeboji, East Ogeboji. The protected slot limit on walleyes is 19 to 25 inches, with one walleye over 25 inches per day. They say the turkeys are quiet in Pennsylvania this morning. Well, that's because the roop is out there. And they know if the roop is out in there, the word gets around really quick, man. They start talking. They want that root, man. They don't want to get roosted in peace. So that's why they shut up. See, that's the bad thing about Rupert's roost in peace turkey calls. Turkeys fear them. Did you hear that, Andrew? Walleye is going to be opening up on the Iowa Great Lakes, but the other lakes offer will be opening in Iowa Great Lakes. But the I don't know where I was doing with that. Anyway, go walleye fishing. How did I get lost on that? Oh, I know where I was.
It's just like a normal Tuesday for you.
Yeah, the protected slot limit on walleyes is 19 to 25 inches with only one walleye over 25 inches allowed each day. Protected slot limit applies to Spirit Lake, East and West Ogeboji Lake, Upper and Lower Gar Lake, and Minnewashita Lake. The daily limit is 3 walleyes with a possession limit of 6. That's where I was. I found my spot. You don't need to know that. All right, Midwest Walleye Challenge. Don't forget to check that out. It's running through June 30th. As soon as I get back from Pennsylvania, I will be doing the Midwest Walleye Challenge, trying to win some swag. So all you got to do is go to your app store on your phone, download the MyCatch app, MyCatch, C-A-T-C-H, and you can do you can put a $25 contest deal in there, or you can sign up for free. I did the free one. That way you won't win cash prizes, but you got a chance to win a fishing trip up to Canada, Lac Seul. They're giving away a few of those. They've got over $70,000 in prizes and cash they're giving away. So do this. It's for every state's got their own contest running. Biggest walleye, most water fish. You go fish 4 or 5 lakes in a weekend, you might win, because a lot of people won't do that. So I'm just telling you, even if you get skunked, you can go on there and log that in, and you still might win something. That's my plan. As much as I get skunked by walleyes, I'm hoping to win by just putting in a 0. Yeah. And that's okay with me. You know, I think zeros are good. You know, if the fish give you the fin, you still might win. Hey, that rhymes. If the fish gives you the fin, you still might win.
Now cut that out.
Actually, that would be a great t-shirt. If the fish gives you the fin, you still might win. I got to talk to Sean about that.
I don't know why you haven't jumped on the side business. You know, you could make greeting cards up the wazoo. You'd be a great greeting card guy.
I would be a good greeter.
Or just a greeter at Walmart.
Yeah. Well, that's probably coming.
Bring that back. You know, bring it back and say, hey, you get Outdoors Dan as a greeter.
Ray's Marine up in Grand Rapids, Minnesota's got big additional rebates going on. If you're looking for a new boat, before you buy, call Eric up at Ray's Marine. They got big rebates going on, and along with Lund and everything else that they carry. I got a free 6-year extended warranty on my motor when I bought my boat.
Woo-hoo.
Free. How about that?
I've already won
a $20 gift card. Get out there and fish, kids. Richard's always winning, man. Richard the winner. Richard the winner Grimes. Richard, I've never entered a contest I didn't have a chance at winning Grimes.
Hot dog.
He is a hot dog. You know what? I'll announce the secret listener and do the fishing reports when I come back next hour. This hour went really quick. Thanks to Rob for hopping on from Revelton. May 18th is the big bourbon release. People have been waiting 2 years for this. Man, I'm telling you, it's going to be epic. And then George Lynch. We had a great conversation with the man, the myth, the legend, George Lynch. We'll be right back on 1350 ESPN.
In these times when a lot of us are working from home, it's even more important to make sure your home is the right temperature and comfortable. Now is a great time to call the experts at Wyckoff Heating and Cooling at 287-6000 to schedule a check on your current heating and cooling systems. Is your house too dry and giving your family issues? A Honeywell dehumidifier system installed with your AC heating system can solve that issue right away. Wyckoff Heating and Cooling is a family-owned and operated business that has been serving Iowa residents and businesses for over 70 years. They offer 24-hour service and programs like the Peace of Mind Plan for less than $15 a month. So if you want more time on the water or in the woods this year, please call the folks at Wyckoff Heating and Cooling for any of your home or business heating and cooling needs. One call to Wyckoff Heating and Cooling will bring you peace of mind under your roof every day.
At American Family Life Insurance, we know that protecting your family's financial future is a priority, and life insurance is an easy way to help make that happen. You'll feel good knowing you've taken steps to protect what matters most if you were to pass away. Plus, life insurance is often more affordable than you think. Let's talk about options that fit you. Contact Darren Islander, agent at 515-964-7575 today.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Too many projects stacking up at home, and do you need some help? Don't worry, just call Project Partners Design in Ankeny. Rob and Megan Fair have been helping folks catch up on home projects since 2017. Project Partners Design specialize on refinishing cabinets, mantles, bathroom vanities, or even power washing and staining the deck out back. Nothing but the best materials on all jobs. For example, on deck projects, they use Rymar Extreme Weather Deck Stain that'll last a long time in our Iowa weather. Rob and Megan can also help you design your projects with design board, so your vision will always be in focus as your projects get completed. It's a great feature for those folks that like to do one project at a time. So don't feel overwhelmed getting your home looking the way you want it. Just pick up the phone and call 507-382-7050. That's 507-382-7050 or email projectpartnersdesign@gmail.com. Military discounts are available every day to those that serve. If it's time to remodel or if the dog just got done chewing on the kitchen cabinets, pick up the phone and call Project Design Partners in Ankeny or look them up on Facebook, and help will be on the way.
KRNT Des Moines is 102.1 FM and 1350 ESPN, Des Moines sports leader.
Ready!
A Des Moines Media Group station.
In the mood for a great family treat or a special gift idea? Hop on over to the Lollipop Store, located at 647 South Ankeny Boulevard in Ankeny. That's where you'll find over 30 fresh flavors of the most delicious Iowa-grown popcorn in the central Iowa area. You'll love the fresh pop flavors like caramel, caramel apple, kettle corn, jalapeno cheddar, cheddar cheese, birthday cake, or patriotic mix, just to name a few. You'll find something for everyone at Lollipop in Ankeny. Arlie and his crew can help you pick out the perfect variety pack, tin, or gift package. Lollipop has everything you'll need, from ready-to-eat popcorn to all the fixings to make great popcorn at any event. Everyone loves popcorn, especially when it's from Lollipop. It's the same great popcorn you'll find at the Iowa State Games, locally grown and popped to perfection. Lollipop can help with any special occasion, corporate events, and special fundraising for your school. For more information, contact Lollipop at 515-262-3243 or go online at lollipop.com. Lollipop, great-tasting popcorn from Iowa since 1969.
You just harvested the game you've been dreaming of all year. Well, the real work starts now to preserve your hunt for a lifetime. Good thing you brought your Velvet Antler Technologies with you. Turkey fans make great decoy options for your next hunt, and FanLock can help you debug and dry that fan in just 5 short days. Just detach the fan from your bird, hang it spread out, minimize the amount of flesh left on, then spray down with FanLock, and you're ready to hunt or hang your fan in 5 days. For your velvet hunts, take a bottle of Velvet Lock with you. Once you get your tag on, spray down the velvet on the rack and it's protected and sealed, ready for your taxidermist. Trophy Clean is also available to keep your mounts clean at home and keeps bugs off your prized mounts and keeps them from fading. For more information on Velvet Antler Technologies and their field-use products, please check them out at www.velvetantlertechnologies.com or at a store near you. You work so hard for that opportunity on the hunt. Protect that special memory with Velvet Antler Technologies.
You're listening to the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on 1350 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to hour number two of the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan. Hour number two is brought to you by Gearhead Archery. Have you tried a Gearhead yet? If you haven't, go to your nearest archery shop like Archery Field and Sports in Altoona. He's got, what's that boy's name? Mark Wagner. He's got bows out there that you can try. They got a really beautiful Disruptor 24 and an outdoor green. If it was a 60 pound bow, I would have bought it the other day. I mean that is just a beautiful bow. But go check them out. I love my Gearheads. Listen, I've shot some great bows over the years. I've been hunting 34 years, and I was with Matthews for 18. Great company, great bow company, great bow. I was with Elite for six seven years. Great bow. Gearhead is just as good or better as anything that I've shot before. They're all made well these days. I mean, there's no getting around it. Everything's engineered well, but the thing I love about a Gearhead bow, when I call and I want to talk to somebody at Gearhead about if I have a question, I talk to Skip Peterson. I get to talk to the owner. That's right. Made in Wisconsin, out of Madison, Wisconsin, right below the Dells there. And Skip has got some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings out there for archery companies. If you're looking for a good hunting partner that's going to be dependable, it's not going to break the bank, but it's not your dad's, it doesn't look like your dad's compound bow. This is some brand new technology,
And I don't care if my bow looks like every other bow out there. I don't want to look like every other bow. I mean, think about this. I was thinking about this the other night. You get your bow. What's the first thing you do? You start throwing on accessories. You start putting on colored strings. Why do you do that? You want to personalize your bow. You want it to look different than other bows. I'm just telling you right now, the engineering behind these gearheads is a different concept than a standard aluminum riser bow or carbon riser bow. Skip's carbon and aluminum risers are just as strong. They're actually more functional than any other bow company out there. If you're not checking out a gearhead, you're missing out. Go check them out. I'm going to do this until we sell one bow at a time. I'm just telling you, because every time we sell one, that's a person that's hooked on gearhead for the rest of their hunting career. The gearhead folks are just passionate. If you're a saddle hunter, the 20 and the 24-inch or the 18-inch axle-to-axle bows are perfect for you. I've talked to national champions that shoot them. There's a couple of young ladies out of Illinois. They're national archery champions. They're shooting gearheads. Their hunting bows are 20 inches and 24 inches in axle. They're out there shooting moose and elk and everything else out there with them. And that tells you something. If you're going to take that time to go invest in a big hunt like that, you want a bow that's dependable and accurate. They're shooting a gearhead. Go check them out at Mark's. I've got some special contests coming up this fall. You might be able to win a $4,000 whitetail hunt to Kansas if you're shooting a gearhead. I'll tell you more about that when we get out closer to the fall. But this year is gearhead, man. We're gearing it up at Gearhead. Go check it out, gearheadarchery.com. All right. I'm shooting the B30 and the Pivot 30, Steve. Can you bring one or two to PA? Bring one or two what, Rupe? He says stuff, and then he doesn't elaborate. Can I bring one or two? You want me to bring like a one and a two and a one? I mean, that's, what is that, Lawrence Welk stuff?
Yeah.
Today we let the lovely bubbles going on today's show. Stella is playing the organ for you today. Bum, 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 bum. You remember that? I used to have to watch that with my grandma. That was not a lot of fun. Can I bring one or two? What, Rupe? Rupert, man. Chris DiPerna. Chris DiPerna. Stories I could tell you about Chris DiPerna.
Are we just randomly making shout-outs here?
Well, no, I'm just seeing who's on the feeds and stuff. Chris DiPerna is one of the guys in our fantasy football league. Mugs. Well, $29.95 for you, Todd.
No, for Todd, I think you should pay him.
I always pay Todd. I pay Todd all the time. I already got him a Weeby knife. For everybody that missed last hour, Weeby Knives is now the official knife of the Outdoor Call Radio Network and shows. Thank you, Trad Mark at Weeby Knives. I'll be giving away some Weeby Knives this year. I got him a really nice Weeby knife. I got Todd Rupert. But yeah, I guess I'll have to bring him at least one mug. I'll bring you one. I only got a few for a promotion, Rupe. You know, Grizzly, I mean, I can't call Grizzly, you know, I'm not Todd Rupert. I can't call Grizzly Coolers and demand that they send me stuff. You know, if I was Todd Rupert, I could get away with that stuff.
Well, yeah.
Well, people That's fear good. Todd Rupert.
He's, yeah.
Yeah, he's like a turkey ninja.
Sure is.
Yeah, I mean, you don't hear him walking through the brush or the on the ridge. You know, he slides in, slides out. He's got that caramel beard. Caramel beardiflage going on.
Beardiflage. I love it when we make up words.
What? Caramel beardiflage. What's beardiflage? I'm not making that up.
There you go.
All right. Hey, winner of the week, the secret listener. If you don't know what this is, all right. So I own my own radio station now. It's called the Outdoor Call Radio Network. So basically, if you look on my phone right here, if you're watching on Facebook Live, see my app. I'm going to turn my app on. There's my app. If you go on your Apple or your Android and download the Outdoor Call Radio app, let's see how crystal clear that is.
Those two towns, so one of the big differences is...
Crystal clear. I got 14 or 15 of my friends that do radio shows on there Monday through Friday. Saturdays and Sundays is mostly my stuff. But if you want to get some great tips, get some good education and entertainment, download the app. And if you listen and send me a screenshot of a show you're listening to Monday through Friday, I promise you, before the year's over, you're going to win something. Because I only get like 35, 40 emails a week. So your odds, and you can only win every 30 days. So your odds of winning something are pretty good. You might even win an all-expense-paid trip with Todd Rupert to a garage sale or something.
I think a lot of people would pay for that.
I'd go to a garage sale with Rupert.
I sure would, too.
Yeah, Rupert's always finding stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
He knows what you're looking for before you do.
You know, I told I told him the other day? I said, hey, why don't, for 2025, why don't we do You Name the Call contest, where whoever wins gets to name the call for the year? No, I don't want to do that. Why not? That would be exciting. I don't want to do that. Okay. Million-dollar idea right there. Nope, we're not going to do that.
He knows something.
I think the Hootie Who would be a big seller.
You're still peddling that.
The Hootie Who. When you're looking for a turkey in the morning and you don't know what to do, take out your Rupert's Roost in Peace Hootie Who.
Hootie Who.
Hootie Who. Nothing locates a bird like the Rupert's Roost in Peace Hootie Who.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah, he didn't.
Well,
he goes,
okay.
I told him I was going to get shirts made. I still got people asking me for those shirts. The Hootie Who. He goes, Dan, Philip, I had Philip Vanderpool on here the other day. I don't know what your turkey calls are, Dan, that you do, but they sound like, it sounds like you're out there doing a kooky coo call. He's making fun of the way I call. I said the kooky coo. Boy, that's the name. That'd be a great shirt. I always use the kooky coo. And Todd goes, you're fired. You get those shirts made, you're absolutely fired. I've never really been threatened by a sponsor before.
Well, Todd is a league of his own. He's all the way up.
Oh,
there.
He's in a league of his own. That's for sure.
Nothing can stop him. He's all the way up.
Just telling you, I'm coming that way a bit. Well, there you go, Chris. Hey, come on out. Come out to. Well, I'll be in PA and on the 18th, 19th. I got to leave on the 18th or 19th, I think, and then I get out there and we start hunting. But we're doing a big deal at Creek Archery in Pennsylvania on the 26th. So hopefully I'll have my bird by then. I don't know. Fishing Report is brought to you by the fine folks at Sportsman's Warehouse, the Bait Caddy, and Trika Fishing. Speaking of Trika Fishing, I'm giving away a Trika walleye rod at the iCubs deal next Friday. $300 rod, folks. Woo! Lifetime warranty. Nothing says loving like a Trika fishing rod.
That's true. And if you had a whole thing of deer chili, you would just be off the charts.
Yeah, speaking of that, I got to get another elk because Jenny says we're almost out of elk. So that's not good.
I'm definitely out of elk.
Yeah, well, you go get you an elk. Go hunt them.
That's what I got you for, Dan.
Your turkey hunt is going to poo-poo. It's time for you to use the Hootie Who. That's good, Brian. I like that.
Well, you got to say that there. Say it in the mic.
I did say it in the mic.
No, you said it into your arm.
You said your turkey hunt is, I can't see it from there.
It's because you can't read.
Your turkey hunt is going like poo-poo. Get out the Hootie Who. That's from Brant. See, the Hootie Who would be an owl locator, an owl call.
Hootie Who. And the owl goes, oh, wait, that's Dan.
Hootie Who.
I got to get out of here.
What was I doing? Fishing Reports. Oh, the Secret Listener. So the Secret Listener, if you download the app, send me a screenshot Monday through Friday. My email is right there. It's super easy to get. You open up the app, and it says, when you open up the app, see where it says message the station? See where right there where it says that? If you press that, email pops right up. My email is right there. Look at that. How about that? Could not be easier. If you send me a screenshot Monday through Friday, I'll put you in the contest. This guy did. The secret listener contest winner this week for May 4th is Colin Johnson of Sac City, Iowa. Way to go, Colin. Colin is going to get a Weeby knife. And, next week winner gets a Grizzly Outdoor Call Cup.
Go on!
Next week's winner gets an outdoor call. There's only 13 of these in existence.
That's insane.
It is insane. I should sell those. I'd probably make money. Congratulations, Colin. So, Colin's good. So, there you go, folks. See, and I think that was only the first or second email I ever got from Colin. So, he won.
There you go.
Yeah. It's a random draw. Your chances of winning are good.
And Dan is nothing but random.
Very random
draw. You got it.
All right. Norlander Socks has some Mother Day specials going on. Go to NorlanderSocks.com. 20% off right now. Go check out. Real quickly, before I do the fishing reports, the big outdoor, you know what? Let me do the fishing reports first. Blackhawk Lake is in the 50s. Black crappie bite is fair. Try in and around the fish house in Town Bay and along Ice House Point shoreline. Don't let me forget to talk about the outdoor day. Fish are up to 10 or 11 inches. Gills are fair. Walleye are fair. Brushy Creek, water temperatures in the mid-50s. Crappie bite is fair. Walleyes are fair. Twister tails, crankbaits, or live bait are doing good for walleyes. Bass are fair. Perch are slow. Storm Lake, water clarity is about 12 inches. The black crappie bite is fair. Walleye are fair. Bass are fair. Yellow bass are fair. Yellow perch are slow. Lake McBride, any size motor may be used up to 5 miles per hour. All docks are in. Fish cleaning stations are operational. Water temperature is about 60 degrees. Gills are fair. Bass are fair. Muskies are fair. Spotted bass are fair. Walleye are slow. Wipers are slow. Rathbun Reservoir, the current lake level is at 904. Recreational pool is the same. Surface water temperature is 57 degrees. Docks are in at Island View and Bridge View. Rathbun does have zebra mussels, so be careful with that. Black crappie bite is slow. Walleye are slow. Red Hawk Lake, gills are slow. Bass are slow. Big Creek Lake, crappie bite's really good right now. Live minnows are panfish, plastics under a float, best bite right now. Walleye is good, and casting jigs with live minnows, plastics, or trolling live baits in 10 to 12, 20 feet of water during the day is producing some fish. Red Rock, the crappie bite is good. Crappies have moved shallow. Use live minnows or plastics near any of the rock riprap or wood in 2 to 6 feet of water. Rock Creek Lake, water crappie bite is good. Little River Watershed, the black crappie bite is fair. Small jigs or twister tails near the shorelines. 3 Mile Lake is 8 foot. Boy, that's not good. Below normal pool, walleye bite is slow. Twister tails, crankbaits along the dam to catch and sort all sizes of walleyes. 12 Mile docks are in. Crappie bite is fair. Largemouth bass is fair. They're catching bass up to 19 inches on jigs and finesse plastics along the shorelines. There you go. How about that? All right, let me take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the outdoor day at the iCubs. We got open lines if you want to call in, 244-1350, 244-1350, and we'll give away that Grizzly gear bag when we come back. We'll be right back.
Bada bing, bada boom, you're out of bear.
Are you into hunting, fishing, camping, or tailgating? If you are, we'd like to introduce you to Arctic Ice. Arctic Ice is a brand new way to keep your game, beverages, and camping supplies cold and fresh. Wherever your adventure takes you, Arctic Ice Packs are a rugged ice substitute that maintains low temperature longer than a bag of ice and does not have the slushy mess that can contaminate what's in your cooler. If you like to hunt or fish, look at the Alaskan Series or Arctic Ice Packs that will keep your game or fish at 34 degrees for 3 to 4 days. If you're wanting to really freeze things up, try the Tundra Packs that can keep your wild game and fish at dry ice temperatures for the travel back home. For tailgating or camping, try the Chillin' Brew Packs. They will keep your beverages of choice at frosty cold temperatures 4 times longer than what a bag of ice can. If you want your game, fish, or camping goods to stay fresh and cold as possible without the mess of regular ice, go check out Arctic Ice Packs today. You can find models of Arctic Ice Packs at Sportsman's Warehouse or at www.arctic-ice.com.
Going fishing is something we look forward to all week. We all want to be better at it and use the best gear available. Gear that will help us feel the bite better and give superb casting performance. Well, when it comes to sensitivity and longer casts, Trika has people talking. Trika rods are scientifically proven to be more sensitive with their unique weave design, as much as 2 times as sensitive as other costly rod brands. Trika casting performance will give you up to 26% longer cast to keep your bait in the strike zone longer. Trika knows you work hard for your money, and they want to give you a rod that will cast longer and let you feel the bite better without putting the bite on your wallet. Trika rods are significantly less than other high-end rods available.
sold. They offer a one-year, no-questions-asked guarantee. Tracker rods can be returned for any reason up to 1 year after purchasing. They also come with a limited lifetime warranty. If you want to see what has anglers talking, go check out Trica Rods at Trica.com. That's T-R-I-K-A.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Don Gilbert from New Life Counseling Services with offices in West Des Moines and Ankeny, Iowa. I know things can be tough in the world today. I see it every day. People dealing with relationship issues, parenting struggles, anxiety, depression, or folks just looking for a new direction or plan in their life. If you find yourself struggling and are looking for someone to help you find answers to a better relationship, a marriage, or just helping with everyday stress, please consider calling me at New Life. We offer a family-friendly, straightforward approach to helping you to get through the layers of stress that can be harmful to your health, relationships, and your work. The staff at New Life offer one-on-one sessions that get right to the heart of the matter. We work with you so you can discover better choices on how to handle the issues you might be dealing with in your life. When you're looking for someone to listen to you, we're here. Please consider calling us for a confidential appointment at New Life, 515-225-4006 in West Des Moines, or 964-5003 in Ankeny. Also find us 24/7 at newlifecounseling.com. We are here to help you when you need us.
Hi, this is your old friend Speed over at Speed's Golf Cars, located in Wall Lake, Iowa. Just stop on over here. We've got a nice selection of new and used golf carts. We're a club car dealer, so we've got a nice selection of new Onward cars, as well as a good mix of utility carts as well. We've got a number of pre-owned golf carts in all types of price ranges. Available with fancy wheels, stereo, we've got it here at Speed's Golf Cars. Let the folks at Speed's handle your golf cart needs. Check out our website for a complete inventory at speedsgolfcars.com.
You were hunting, and a deer tick just crawled onto your leg and is burying its head into your flesh. You can't feel the bite, and you may or may not find the tick. In the coming weeks, you may or may not notice a red ring around the bite. Shortly thereafter, you may or may not get really sick. Your doctor may or may not test you for Lyme disease. The test may or may not detect it, meaning you may or may not get the medication needed. If untreated or not treated on time, you could have a lifetime of complications. Don't take that chance. Get Elimitic clothing from Gamehide. Elimitic features Insect Shield, a repellent that is fused to the fabric fibers. Ticks hate it. Elimitic clothing will retain its effectiveness for the life of the garment and needs no special care. The treatment is odorless and invisible. Wearing Elimitic can help protect you from ticks, chiggers, and other biting insects, and is featured in a complete line of quality Gamehide hunting clothing. To learn more, visit gamehide.com.
Heading on your next adventure and looking for some snacks to take? Why not pack a snack that tastes great, gives you protein, and is easy to pack? Have you heard of Soldier Boy beef jerky? Soldier Boy jerky is slow smoked in small batches to ensure generous, tender morsels that taste outstanding. Soldier Boy beef jerky offers the following flavors: sweet heat, original, maple, or peppered flavors that will satisfy you all day in the field. Soldier Boy beef jerky is veteran owned and proud supporters of the Canines for Warrior Foundation. They also donate to troops that are deployed serving our country. So next time you're looking for snacks from home or on your next outdoor adventure, please remember to reach for some Soldier Boy beef jerky, available at Sportsman's Warehouse. Soldier Boy beef jerky, outstanding taste that keeps you satisfied in the field. For more information, please check us out online at www.sbjerky.com.
This is the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on Des Moines Sports Leader, 1350 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Call Radio. Richard says she would be happy to help you out. I would do it for you, Anita Joe. So thanks, Anita Joe. That's what I like, man. That's a great partnership right there. When the guy's wife said she would brain him for you. That's awesome. That's a listener.
Yeah,
that's a listener.
That's great.
I put Anita Joe up for listener of the year already.
Oh yeah,
I do. I think that's awesome. So, Andrew, what are you doing? Talk to everybody for a couple of minutes.
Here. Okay. All right. Well, since I get to talk, man, I want to say once again that this fantasy football champion would like to remind everybody of all the times that Dan has not taken the dub in terms of title. You know, it's always the bridesmaid, never the bride. But you know what? Your day might come. It might not. If you had Todd Rupert on your side, then you'd probably win. You should always. Now, Dan should always go and get some advice about not trading 17,000 times.
That's the only way I made the playoff, folks. I had a lot of injuries, but you know, you keep it up because you might want to relish your win because it ain't happening again.
Oh yes, it is. You said it wasn't happening in the first place.
You got so lucky.
That was not.
And
luck.
You got smoked last year.
Last year I had.
You ran your mouth off. How you were the champ? I am the champion.
I was.
My friend.
I'm gonna repeat.
It's gonna be awesome. Blah blah blah. And
it was all truth.
And he finished. I think he finished second to last.
It was not second to last. I was right in the. You don't even get that right. Come on.
Do I?
You didn't get that right.
You finished second to last.
I did not finish second to
last.
What
place did you finish?
It was right in the middle of the pack.
It was what?
It was okay in the middle of the pack, but it's not number
you're
one.
You were not even in the close to the middle of the
yes,
pack.
Yes, I was.
No, you're not.
Yes.
You really want to do that to yourself.
All right, so it wasn't the number one or number two, but it was in the area.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Well,
I'm still a title winner.
Well, no, you did win in 2022.
Yeah. I took the dub.
Yeah. 2023, you got smoked.
I did not get smoked.
You got smoked.
Way overplaying that.
Yeah. And you would have got smoked worse if it wasn't for a couple other things, but that's all right.
No, I played it off as best I could. Got some unfortunate quarterback injuries.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, where's the beef jerky?
I want to bring that back.
Jenny, I've got the beef jerky hid, so I can't tell you. That is classified.
Try downstairs. Use Raven.
I know why she's doing that. What else is going on? What else are you doing today?
Well, today got T-ball practice and pictures, so having a whole lot of fun with that. We'll see this year. It's been a whole lot better. We've been excited to go to T-ball. We've been excited to do things at T-ball, but T-ball is one of those where you go as a parent, you have to sit back and just laugh at it. That's where you get to sit back and laugh a little bit at the game instead of get too worked up.
Yeah,
it was that I learned that the hard way a couple of years ago, and here I am.
I think we need to do. I want to do a dynasty football league.
Okay,
I think we should try to maybe open it up to the listeners, and do like a listener league again.
Yeah,
and do a dynasty that way. You know, when we did the listener leagues, did we have a lot of people drop out every year? Did we have to go get new people all the time, or I can't remember because it's been
a
few years.
It's just a lot to manage.
Well, let me get through turkey season. We'll figure it out. But because I've had other people like Dave Jones, our taxidermist, wants to play in one of our leagues.
I'd love to go up against him. Yeah, I'd love for him to be in.
Well, then he would smoke you.
He would not.
Oh, Dave's good.
I believe so.
Dave is good. Folks, Andrew finished, and Waters, Bandits, Ironheads, like team first place.
As long as we get everybody.
Andrew is picking second, so that means the only person that finished worse than him was Nathan.
Oh, yeah, Nathan.
So he did finish towards the last of the teams. So, see, he fibbed.
I did not fib. I thought I was right in there.
It was Nathan. Nathan was last. You were second to last. Ryan Waters was third, or last. Fourth. Where's fourth at?
DePerna.
Now why is that? One, two, three. I got this all messed up.
Should we call Joe here at some point?
Joe's not going to be on today. Today's fantasy football is brought to you by the fine folks at Joe Smelter at Carl Chevrolet.
Well, now gotta get the voice now.
Okay. Dogs is picking right before. I'm gonna have to redo that because Ricky's picking seventh. I'm picking eighth. Ryan Huser's picking ninth. Jake from state. The other Jake won the league, so he's picking last. So I think. I think he's picking six. That would be Jeff, Dirty Dogs.
Oh man!
And then
he had a good season.
Huh?
He had a good season.
So who's picking fourth? Maybe Chris.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to go back and look at the ratings because I think this is mixed up here. I don't know. I see. I got to keep all this stuff straight.
I do think it's a
lot
mixed
to keep.
Up.
It's a lot to keep. Well, I know you finished second to last.
No,
He did. Second to last. Wah, wah, wah.
Hey, still got that title.
Who didn't make the playoffs in 2023? I'll give you a hint. It's Andrew E. Andrew. He didn't make the playoff because he stinks.
One of the first years I don't make it, and then you just rail on me for that?
I'm not railing on you.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not railing on you. Today's fantasy football report and battering of Andrew is brought to you by the fine folks at Carl Chevrolet off of Oral Labor Road. Smoke a Joe Smelter. If you need a truck or just a new truck newer to you, go see Joe Smelter. He'll save you tons of money.
Tons.
Yeah, I told him I did Yoda for the whole commercial, and I about blew my vocal cords out. And he goes, well, that's good. I said, no, it's not. Joe, a lot of rebates going on. They got special deals. They got some clearance stuff going on. Go see Joe. He'll save you tons of money. I promise. Yep, and you can ask him who finished second to last in the Outdoor Call Radio Fantasy Football League, and he'll say Andrew Brown, of course.
He will not.
He'll say Andrew.
Who's the only one, who's one of the only few who hasn't won a title yet in the league, and that'd be Dan.
Well, there's a lot of people that haven't won a title. Oh, Chris DiPerna hasn't won. Nathan hasn't won. Jeff did win. Ryan Huser hasn't won. Mike Siebel
really?
Hasn't won.
I thought Huser won one of the first years we set it up.
No, I haven't won. So there's five people that haven't won.
Oh, so Ricky's won.
Jeff has won. You won. Jake from Pennsylvania has won. There's four. So there's six people that haven't won and four people that have.
Well, I am one of those.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Yeah, he got lucky.
Yeah. Call it what you want.
Yeah.
Call it what you want. He looks different on everybody.
He done went Clint Eastwood. Feel lucky, punk? Yeah, that was it. That was him. But not anymore.
No.
I should have, as the commissioner. See, here's another thing. See, this is what I got to put up with that you folks don't understand. when I'm the commissioner in this stuff, I have to go in there and I put deadlines for keepers. Guess who one of the four people that didn't put their keeper in? I'll give you a hint. Andrew. And I should have put their kicker. Moving forward, May 4th, 2024, you are all my witnesses on the radio right now. Moving forward, if they don't put their kicker in by the deadline and I got to go in there and put a keeper on their team, they're getting their kicker. That's the rule. I made the rule.
If I have a great kicker, man, that could actually be worth something.
Yeah, maybe then I don't have to hold their hands. Like, you know, they're grown-ass men. I shouldn't have to hold their hand. You know? I got other things to worry about.
Like not winning championships.
Like smoking Joe Smelter, making sure Joe's taken care of.
No, Joe takes care of you.
Yeah, well, Joe does always take care of me. I'll be right back. When we come back, we're giving that Grizzly bag away. If you haven't won it in the last 30 days, get ready to dial. We'll be right back on 1350 ESPN.
Hello, this is Dave from JLM Shooter Supply in Urbandale. We are a full-service gun shop that specializes in helping you find the right firearm for your needs. We carry new and used firearms for all shooting disciplines, from self-defense to shooting enthusiasts, as well as folks who like to hunt. We have recently expanded our store to better serve your needs. We still accept trades on all types of guns, but we'll also look at any firearm you might wish to sell or put on consignment. JLM Shooter Supply carries firearms to meet any budget, and we can even special order items for those who like to add higher-end guns to their collection. JLM also has a full-time gunsmith on board that can help with all your gun repair needs. So from ammo and hearing protection to gun cleaning kits, holsters, and sights, we handle it all at JLM Shooter Supply in Urbandale. Please stop by and see us at 6931 Douglas Avenue in Urbandale or call us at 515-331-1577. That's 515-331-1577.
Turkey season is a passion shared by hunters, and it's fast approaching all across this nation. When it's time to start cutting, yelping, and clucking and purring at those boss toms, don't you want to have a call to run that you have confidence in? You bet you do, and that's why you need to check out Rupert's Roost and Peace Turkey Calls. Todd Rupert is a master turkey call maker from Pennsylvania that is so passionate about chasing toms, he started building handcrafted calls in 2016, so he knew he could make the right call when it mattered. Rupert's Roost and Peace Turkey Calls are made of beautiful woods from walnut to hickory. Todd uses the best crystal, glass, slate, and aluminum on all of his pot calls that will allow you to make the most subtle purrs to the sharpest cuts and excited yelps that will get any boss tom fired up. Rupert's Roost and Peace Turkey Calls offers handmade friction, box, and mouth calls that will allow from the beginner to the most seasoned turkey caller to make the right call when it counts. So this upcoming turkey season, try a Rupert's Roost and Peace Turkey Call and let that tom roost in peace.
Hey students, are you into shooting sports? Well, if you are, have you ever thought about using your passion to help you through college? Grandview University is a small private college that is looking for students that have a passion for the shooting sports and learning. Grandview University has a shooting sports program that, if you qualify, will give you a guaranteed rate for your whole education while on the shooting team. That means your cost won't go up, you will get to experience a new level of competition and learn in a small class size with the feel of a larger campus with a ton of opportunities. So if you're looking to advance your education and love to shoot, why not shoot for a college program that has produced countless All-Americans and has a winning record of 4 times national champion? Grandview Shooting Sports athletes will have your ammo, uniforms, travel, and education covered in your scholarship. If you like to shoot for the stars and push yourself, Grandview University wants to talk with you. For more information, check them out at gvvikings.com.
Are you getting ready for hunting season? Well, you've done your homework, and now the time is getting close. One thing after you've harvested that deer or wild game, where are you going to take it? Well, I have an answer. The Milo Locker in Milo, Iowa. The Milo Locker has been processing wild game and general locker animals for over 15 years. Daryl and Angie are the owners, and they take great pride in the fact that they do everyone's order the way the customer wants it. You can have your deer, moose, elk, or even bear processed and hand-wrapped, cut to your specifications. If you like tasty snacks, Daryl does a great job making snack sticks, summer sausage, and jerky with all sorts of cheese and spice combinations. They do a ton of deer each year at the Milo Locker, and they do each order like it was their own. So if you get lucky this year and need a good locker, try the Milo Locker. Check them out today or just give them a call at 641-942-6231, and you're on your way to some great eating.
Hey, Outdoors Dan here. How many times have you had to quit hunting because your feet got cold or uncomfortable? Well, I have a way to keep your feet feeling great in any weather or outdoor activity. Have you heard of Norlander Sock Company? Norlander Sock Company uses high-quality alpaca to produce some of the best socks out there. Alpaca socks will keep your feet comfortable and feeling great all day. Alpaca socks will wick away any moisture that you might encounter, plus work with your outdoor footwear to keep your feet temperature where they need to be. Alpaca socks also has a natural antibacterial quality to them that will keep your socks from smelling. They have heavyweight and lightweight styles with a bunch of color and size choices for you to choose from. Plus, gift boxes are available that are 100% guaranteed. So this year, when you plan your outdoor activities, make sure you keep your feet comfortable and feeling great all day. Try a pair of Norlander socks, pure alpaca, pure comfort. For more information, just go to norlandersocks.com and give your feet a treat.
You're listening to the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on 1350 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Call Radio. Herman's Fine Jewelers. That's right, you know, you don't have to ride a cowboy. You can just go to Herman's Fine Jewelers and go see Frank and all the gang. I almost said Donnie there. I'm still not used to Donnie being gone. I tell you, folks, that's going to take me a while to get over that one. I love Donnie Herman, man. He was just a great guy, and I'm going to miss him. I mean, that's when you have a partner that long in business and
you know, they were always so glad to see you and just excited about what you were doing and loved our listeners. Every time you all came down to the store and went in there and said hi and you listened to the Outdoor Call or Outdoors Dan, that just made his day. And I'm really going to miss that. I know Frank and Donnie, I got to learn. Is it Donnie? Danny? His daughter and Dustin and everybody there, they're still doing a great job. Go give Frank a hug or tell him hi. And, you know, they got great deals going on. And just go tell them hi. If you need in-store jewelry repair, go to Herman's. If you need something custom made, go to Herman's. If you're looking for something that's diamond related, go to Herman's. They got over 10,000 diamonds and mountings in stock. They're some of the nicest people in the world. If you got stuff at home that you just don't wear or use anymore, go to Herman's. You're going to get more for your money. They've got the best prices in town. And it's just going to be a little sadder going down there because Donnie's not there anymore. But I know he's looking down on us and taking good care of us. So
great outdoors movie. Thank you. It is Chris. Do some Dumb and Dumber.
I'm not doing Dumb and Dumber. I already got Andrew. I don't know. Really?
Really? You had to go there? Seriously.
Friday night, Andrew and I will be at the iCubs. That's right. It's the Outdoors Day 2024. Gates open at 6. Game starts at 7:08. First 1,000 fans going through the turnstiles is going to get a 500 red, 500 blue safety bags, dry bags, and they're going to be handed out by the conservation folks. Tickets are $11 each. $4 of that goes to the Iowa Hunter Education Instructor Association stuff. I've got a 75-quart grizzly cooler, and someone's going to win that night. I've got a Trika fishing rod, $300 Trika fishing rod, and I've got an Outdoors Dan prize pack. So we got a bunch of stuff for you to come by the table and say hi. I'm going to tell you all about the Outdoor Call radio app. I got stickers and a whole bunch of other stuff for you to check out. Good morning, Jeff. May the 4th be with you too, Jeff. I appreciate that. Let's see. Anita, Joe, and I will see you there. Thank you, Richard. You know, don't threaten me. Don't threaten me, Richard. Did you hear that? He says, Anita, Joe, and I will see you there.
Threatening you with a good time.
He threatened me with a good time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Come out and see us. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to get a chance to meet a lot of outdoor folks. Andrew is going to be manning the hot dog gun,
woo-woo,
throwing out the first pitch.
That's right.
And all that other fun stuff. So go check that out. Hey, there is a big event coming up. Take the first, we're going to give that grizzly bag away. And I got some pure whitetail hats and Sick for the Hunt hats. So if you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, you can call Andrew right now, 244-1350, 244-1350. And we'll get you on here, and we'll try to make it easy. I want to tell you about a special event coming out in August. It's called Target Trafficking. And I met Roger and these guys at the Iowa Deer Classic. And what they do, they're doing a 3D shoot up in Story City, right by, it's a little bit north of Ames. It's called Wings of Refuge is their charity that they do. What they do, they raise money to help prevent kids from getting sex trafficking and sexually exploited. And this is just a really, really cool. Wings of Refuge is a Christ-centered ministry in Ames, Iowa, that provides a long-term restorative safe home to survivors of sex trafficking and sexual exploitation. They're going to have on-site raffles, online auctions. They're going to have a long shot, mid shot. They're going to give away a new bow. They've got six participant categories. I can't talk this morning. For compound and traditional archers, and they're going to award high score prizes. They got gift cards in each categories to give away. There's an on-site raffle, online auction. For people that have never shot archery but would like to, bring them along too. They can shoot our practice range, receive instructions from Heart Shot Ministries. There's going to be amazing food available from breakfast through dinner for a free will donation. If you want more information about this, just go to targettrafficking.net, targettrafficking.net, and they're going to, 100% of the money donated goes to Wings. Your donations and participation will help in the exploitation of one more child or girl. Hope to see you there August 10th or 11th. I'll be telling you more about this as we get closer. I just thought I would get on here and tell you a little bit about that today. So good stuff. You got me some callers?
Yeah, we're going to start off with Dustin here for you.
All right, let's see what Dustin's up to. Good morning, Dustin.
How's it going?
It's going, buddy. You want to try for a hat or that gear bag?
Go for the gear bag.
All right, I'm going to give you a you want to make it easy or hard, hunting or fishing?
I'll go hunting.
You want to go hunting. Okay. When is turkey season over?
Oh.
I just said it like 5 minutes ago.
I know. That's what really makes me mad. I was listening to you as I was driving into work.
I'll give you a hint. It's in May.
I'll go with May 12th.
That's a great guess. Ding, ding, ding. You won. All right, man. Did you get his phone number? I'll call you back after the show, Dustin.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for listening. All right, let me see who's next. Who we got next up here? Tony? Tony, what's up? Tony's gone. Aw. Okay.
Aw, man. You know, that's a bummer.
Well, there you go.
Well, okay. Yeah,
Tony called in and he gone. Well, he could have got a hat. Yeah, that's all right. We'll give those away at the iCubs dig on Friday. How about that, Andrew?
There you go. I like that. That's good with me.
8:45 and some change. Let me hit a break. I'll be right back on 1350 ESPN.
Weeby Knives is quickly becoming the go-to knives in the industry. Hey guys, it's Outdoors Dan, and I'd like to tell you about one of the most functional set of outdoor knives I've come across in a while. That's Weeby Knives. Have trouble keeping an edge on a knife? Check out WeebyKnives.com. They have replaceable scalpel blades that make sure you always have a sharp knife in the field. Tune into the radio shows every week for your chance of winning a Weeby Knife throughout the year. From turkey hunting to deer hunting, trapping to camping, Weeby Knives are my go-to in the field. Don't believe me? Check this out.
I'm Ronnie Adams from History Channel Swamp People, and when I reach for a sharp knife, I reach for a Weeby Knife, my baby.
Get yours now at WeebyKnives.com. These knives are so good, you will want to get a few for yourself and your buddies that love the outdoors.
You think alligators are tough? It's like a hot knife through butter, you heard me?
So when you're ready to hit the outdoors, make sure that Weeby Knives go with you. Get yours now at WeebyKnives.com and tell them Outdoors Dan sent you.
Weeby Knives, wicked sharp, my baby.
Hi, this is Quentin.
And this is Brianna.
A little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu.
My favorite thing is the last bite. The last bite is nice and juicy, and it's wrapped up in some crispy breading that keeps it nice and tasty. And being able to scoop up my Chick-fil-A sauce with it, it's just like the best part of the meal. It's an undefeated combo.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
When you're getting ready to outfit your next outdoor adventure, there's one place in Ankeny that's your one-stop outdoor shop. That's Sportsman's Warehouse. The Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need from fishing, hunting, firearms, and camping gear that will make any outdoor trip a success. Sportsman's Warehouse carries nationally known brands that have been tried and proven in the field and on the water. Smokers and grills that will cook all your meat easy to prepare. Kayaks and boat gear are also on hand to help you find more fish when you go wet alive. Sportsman's Warehouse has all the footwear and clothing choices at great prices that will make sure you are outdoors in comfort and style. If you're traveling, you can also go shop 24/7 at sportsmanswarehouse.com. So next time you're planning your next outdoor adventure, make sure that you check out Sportsman's Warehouse in Ankeny.
Hey, are you in the market for a new RV this year? Here's a place to help you start looking for that new travel partner for your next vacation or outdoor adventure. Head on over to the friendly folks at Imperial RV Center in Ankeny. Imperial RV has been serving Iowa camping enthusiasts for 50 years. They carry pull-behind or fifth-wheel RVs from Sprinter, Hideout, Passport, and Alpine. They now carry SMC horse trailers that have built-in living quarters for rodeo and horse lovers. Imperial RV also features a full-service center ready for any repair that your RV might have. Imperial RV can finance on-site to help you with all your financing needs. They also have a full-service parts department for anything you might need to keep your camper going. They're open Monday through Saturday, located at 1727 South Ankeny Boulevard in Ankeny, Iowa. Please call them at 515-964-1424 or check them out online at imperialrvcenter.com. That's imperialrvcenter.com. Imperial RV Center in Ankeny, making memories to last a lifetime.
Hey everybody, it's Outdoors Dan. Have you been one of the few that have raised your hands to serve? Well, first off, thank you for your service. Everyone at MoVet Outdoors has been working hard to continue their mission since it started in 2019. MoVet Outdoors is a group of veterans that want to support vets after service by taking them on outdoor activities, providing camaraderie for vets with other vets, and a supportive environment. At MoVet Outdoors, you can go on hunting and fishing trips, survival school, golfing trips, even take part at their new archery range. There's also a great fishing tournament every year and other contests for vets to take part in. MoVet Outdoors is building a new lodge in Lincoln County, Missouri, and has plans for another in the future to support vets and their community. So, if you're a veteran or active duty and would like to join a great group of fellow veterans, look up MoVet Outdoors on Facebook and send them a message. MoVet Outdoors has been working hard with vets every week to continue their great mission. Go check them out. You'll be glad you did.
If you're into cooking wild game or grilling, you probably love to transform your wild game into delicious meals or great-tasting snacks. High Mountain Seasonings has everything you need to help you make some of the best-tasting sausage, snack sticks, or jerky around. High Mountain Seasonings offers simple, easy-to-use kits that are used at home, including three new low-sodium blends that will produce wild game snacks your family will love. High Mountain Seasonings makes grilling steaks or smoking your favorite meats taste even better with their specialty spices, marinades, and rubs for deer, elk, or your favorite steaks. High Mountain has also just introduced taco and fajita blends that are spicing up kitchens and grills all across the country. Look for High Mountain Seasonings at Sportsman's Warehouse or at your favorite grilling retailer. Or go to himtnjerky.com for recipes and to find the closest store near you. High Mountain Seasonings has everything you need to make your game or favorite grilling meats taste great.
This is the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on Des Moines Sports Leader, 1350 ESPN.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Call Radio. I hope everyone's having a good Saturday all across the USA. Good May 4th to you. And we're almost done with the show. Can you believe it? Congratulations to Dustin on the gear bag. Did anybody call for a hat? Nobody called. And what was Bruce wanting?
Bruce had an interesting idea for fantasy.
Yeah.
It's called the Eliminator Challenge. And so if you want, it's a way that you can get more people on one. It's not as much of a hassle when it comes to managing. And you can get eliminated, and you're kind of, it's more like a one and done setup. It's something that I definitely wouldn't want to look into. But Bruce, that's a credit to him, is he's always
eliminator round.
Yeah,
there's something else. I can't think of the name of it. But no, I they talk about that on fantasy football a lot.
Yeah, something that it's, you can be out really quickly or you can go the distance.
Yeah, that's too much work.
Oh, it's not too much work.
Oh, trust me. That'd be a lot of work.
It's not too much work.
Well, you got to get 10 or 12 teams.
At least.
And then if you lose, you're out.
Yeah.
But then I would have to see if I could set it up that once you're out, you can't go in there and pick up waivers and stuff. Because I already got enough problems with
you.
Well,
no, it should be set up to when you're out, you're out.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know if ESPN software does that.
Well, I think you could change that.
I can't change what ESPN does. I don't have that power.
No, they have the capability in there.
Yeah. Just because, you know, look what happened with the $6 million man. They had technology, and look what happened. We have the technology. We can rebuild it.
And they did come. They built it.
Speaking of bionic, have you been to a dentist lately that you're just not happy with? Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you go to 907 North Ankeny Boulevard in Ankeny, Iowa, that's not going to happen. He is a Jedi dentist. And you know why he's a Jedi dentist? Because he gets voted the best dentist facility, clinic, however you want to say it, every year in Ankeny, Advanced Family Dentistry.
Dr. Scott Obi-Wan Kenobi-Agi is my dentist. I got to get in there and see him. I'm past due. They will take great care of you along with Dr. Stewart, Dr. Brandt, Dr. Williams. Everybody at Advanced Feminine Dentistry is super nice, super knowledgeable, and they care about their patients. You can get excellent care for cleanings, cavities, fillings, root canals, crowns, all general dentistry care. They can even give you the smile you've always wanted, and that's with that Invisalign. They can do all that for you at Advanced Family Dentistry. Give them a holler, 515-964-1490, or anytime at AnkenySmiles.com, and make sure when you leave, start telling them, may the floss be with you.
The floss will be with you.
I'm telling you, I've been on him for 2 years about getting mugs for that. I got to get on him about that. That's a great mug. May the floss be with you. I'd use that every day when I brush my teeth.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, how about that? Well, we got through it. I got Weeby knives. All right, so with the Sacred Listener contest for next week, if you, I'm going to give you your choice. You can either have an outdoor call sport bottle or mug from Grizzly, or a Weeby knife. I'm going to give you your choice. How about that?
There you go.
I think that's a nice thing because everybody needs a Weeby knife, even if it's for fishing. You know, we're getting through the hunting season. We don't get those 6 or 8 inch Weeby fillet knives going, huh? Yeah, so we're going to give a winner their choice next week. Monday through Friday, you can enter once a day. That's it. If you email me twice a day, you're out. I throw it out because we want to keep it fair for everybody. So
we sure do.
Yeah, Andrew cheats. I don't want anybody else out there doing it.
Whatevs.
Do what?
Whatevs.
Whatevs what?
You are just jealous.
Of what?
That we're almost done with the show.
I'm not jealous about that. I'm going to go home and take a nap. My dog got me up at 2:30. He would not let me sleep. He had to go out and wet the yard or leave a big heap. What is wrong with you? What are you doing over there? You're like a little R2-D2. What are you doing? Are you kicking us off? Well, we got another minute. Okay, I got to go. If you need to get a hold of me, go to theoutdoorcallradio.com. We'll be back next week, God willing. Be safe. Be good. Bye!
Taping your own hunts is an exciting way to capture the moment. Fourth Arrow camera arms can help you video easier in the field. They're extremely lightweight, durable, and easy to pack. Their patented shoulder system is also very adaptable to any tree or ground blind setup. The bases are affordable and easy to set up for various wind directions. Multiple camera arms are available, including the Stiff Arm, Stiff Arm Pro, and Stiff Arm Elite. They're made of high quality aluminum or carbon, depending on what you choose. For ground blind hunters, there's the tripod and monopod options. They're quiet and maneuver easily within the blind. All models can handle Consumer Pro video and perform quietly in the field. You can even custom pick your setups with Fourth Arrow camera arms. If you're looking to tape your hunts this season, check out fourtharrowcameraarms.com. Outdoors Dan approved for the field for great video action.
Hey, are you in the market for a new RV this year? Here's a place to help you start looking for that new travel partner for your next vacation or outdoor adventure. Head on over to the friendly folks at Imperial RV Center in Ankeny. Imperial RV has been serving Iowa camping enthusiasts for 50 years. They carry pull-behind or fifth-wheel RVs from Sprinter, Hideout, Passport, and Alpine. They now carry SMC horse trailers that have built-in living quarters for rodeo and horse lovers. Imperial RV also features a full-service center ready for any repair that your RV might have. Imperial RV can finance on-site to help you with all your financing needs. They also have a full-service parts department for anything you might need to keep your camper going. They're open Monday through Saturday, located at 1727 South Ankeny Boulevard in Ankeny, Iowa. Please call them at 515-964-1424 or check them out online at imperialrvcenter.com. That's imperialrvcenter.com. Imperial RV Center in Ankeny, making memories to last a lifetime.
Hey guys, Jackie Bushman here with Buckmaster.
Masters. When it comes to food plot seed and deer feed, the Mississippi-based Backwoods Attractions product line has you covered. From their food plot blends like Trophy Acre, Lazy Acre, Clover Deluxe, and the popular Dixie Six, to their attractants like Game Changer, Sweet Stuff, and Buck Robber. The best way to put it is, if you're not using Backwoods Attraction products, you better hope your neighbor isn't either. From small to large acreage, Backwoods Attraction has the feed and seed perfect for your hunting property. So do yourself a favor and swing by and support your local co-op or farm supply store and ask for Backwoods Attraction to set yourself up for a successful fall.
Hey America, when you barbecue, cookies is the one. Lots of flavor, lots of goodness, thick and rich, lots of fun. Hey America, when you barbecue, try Cookies barbecue sauce for a treat. Cookies barbecue sauce is the barbecue sauce America loves to eat.
The previous show on 102.1 FM and 1350 ESPN Des Moines was paid for by Outdoors Tradition TV, LLC.
KRNT Des Moines is 102.1 FM and 1350 ESPN, Des Moines sports leader.
Ready!
A Des Moines Media Group station.
Lead the Chicago Bears to the playoffs. We're going to view this season as a success.
Unsportsmanlike. Weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.